The Directorate of Public Relations of the Australian Army presents War Correspondent. Your name is Mike McCann. You're a war correspondent. For the people of this atomic time who know that peace belongs only to the prepared, you tell these stories of the Australian Army on active service. Your name is Mike McCann, war correspondent.
I'm Mike McCann. These days, we hear and read a great deal of the underground movements, the resistance fighters of Europe in World War II. But little is told about Australians who moved into enemy-held territory, organizing intelligence gathering and communication, and organizing resistance among the people of oppressed territories. In the Pacific, the underground war was not a matter of disguise, quick wits, subterfuge. It was not a hit-and-run war against a single enemy. It was a constant and continuing battle in isolation against the fanatical Japanese and their quislings. It was a constant battle against jungle terrain, starvation, disease, climate, loneliness, and despair. Later in the war, bands of Australians, well-trained, equipped, and prepared, went behind enemy lines. But the story I'm about to tell you is of a different band of Australians. A small group of soldiers from the 8th Division who escaped from their captors on Borneo and made their way by various means to the island of Mindanao in the Philippines, where Americans and Filipinos still resisted, fighting a running war with the Japanese. In those early days, the Australian underground fighters and their guerrilla bands lived off the land, fighting when they could, running when they had to, dying when all else was done. They won no great battles in those early days of Japanese victory, but they tied down thousands of the enemy, thousands of soldiers who might otherwise have moved on to lend their weight to the fight closer to Australia's shore. Typical of these Australian jungle fighters was Charlie Wagner of Sydney, dark and slightly built, a young soldier who'd been intelligence sergeant in the 2nd 18th Battalion in Malaya, and who had been promoted to lieutenant in the field. Brave, quick-witted, and skilled in jungle ambush, he had escaped from Borneo to carry on the fight against the Japanese.
Charlie Wagner. Charlie boy, you asleep?
Sort of, Jock. Half asleep. What's the matter?
I don't know. I just got a sort of feeling. Got a feeling there is something doing.
That'll be right, too. Down around New Guinea. Lie back and go to sleep. Don't pinch too much of this blanket.
No, Charlie. I've got this feeling.
Now, go to sleep, Jock. You've got that Christmas feeling, that's all. Go back to sleep. Sand's cold. Don't expect me to sleep when you're crouched up there holding more than your share of the blanket.
It's my Scotch blood, Charlie. I get this feeling when something's going to happen. I had it that time along the coast when those Japs landed and tried to cut us off.
Jock, will you do me a favor? Keep it till morning. It's after midnight, man. I'm hungry, I'm cold, and I'm tired. Let's get some sleep.
Full moon, Charlie. Bright enough to read the paper by. Tide's right in, Charlie. Ideal for landing craft. Like the aircraft over us the past 3 days... The boom slipping away into the jungle, Charlie.
Jock, where are we right now?
On a beach on Mindanao.
How many of us?
A dozen of us all told, I suppose. Counting Yanks and Aussies.
Are we an important strategic force?
Well, no.
Well, get your head down and go to sleep. The Japs are busy with bigger headaches than we can give them.
Won't go along with you there, Charlie. They know we've got a coast-watching station around here. They know we've put subs onto their transports. They know we've got a radio somewhere around here.
Okay, so they know. That's disturbing their sleep. Don't let it disturb ours. Come on, get your head down, old-timer. It's something you haven't eaten that's upsetting you.
Charlie Wagner, did you hear that?
No, Jock, not again. Do I have to suffer for your nightmares? Come on, let's get out of here. They caught us with our pants down properly, Jock. Where are they, do you reckon?
Get down in the shadows and listen. They're in the jungle behind us. 10 to 1 the cunning little animals landed up the coast before the moon got up. Then came around to cut us off along the beaches. Look at it out there, light as day.
It sounds like they're coming behind the village.
That means their information's good. They know we're down here on the beach and that the radio is up on the side of the hill.
And if they know that, they'll know where the Filipina guerrilla hospital is. You know what that means, Jock?
I know. That means they'll be able to wipe out about 350 of those native boys without any trouble. Most of them are too sick to move. They've only got a few rifles between them anyway. Come on. What are we waiting for? You can see them now, Charlie.
Yeah. They've taken up position all around the village. See that movement over there along the edge of the jungle? See the movement there?
Aye. Plenty of it, too. And take a look up the hill there, Charlie. See where the mist slipped in a little over that first ridge? Now keep your eye on that, and you'll see a flash of sunlight now and then. Let it be on bayonets, Jap bayonets. Now, that means 3 different forces. One of them is concentrating on us, and the other 2 are heading up the mountainside for the guerrilla hospital and our radio. Must be more than 1,000 Japs landed. Biggest stoosh they've ever put on.
I wonder why they don't attack.
Probably reckon we're ready for them.
How timid can they get? Handful of us Aussies and Yanks lying on our bellies in a native village.
Lee's got the big mortar rigged up over there.
But 1,000 of them, Jock, against 12 of us and a mob of sick Filipino boys.
We've hit them hard before, Charlie, and they don't want another smack on the snout.
I wish they'd start something. I don't like lying here under cover doing nothing.
How are you guys?
Impatient, Colonel.
Can't say I am. I'm wondering why they haven't made a move.
Could be they just want to tie us down while they carry on with some other jobs, Colonel.
Could be.
Could be, too, that they want to take us in their own good time. First, clean up the radio station, then the hospital, then come back and finish us.
I'm afraid I've got to agree with that.
Well, Colonel, what do we do?
Maybe if we diverted the rats.
Can do, Colonel. What do you see, Charlie?
Suits me. But where are we going to find them away from this position?
There's Japanese at my house.
There's your answer, Charlie. What do you say, Colonel? We have a look-see. Maybe a diversion there. I'll draw them off here and give the lads time to get away from the radio station and the hospital.
I wish you would.
Okay, Colonel. When you hear the firing, you'll know we're drawing some attention. All right, Charlie?
Sure, Jock. Let's go. Be seeing you, Colonel. Hold it, Jock.
Huh?
Stand still. There's a Filipino house straight ahead. Pull aside this banana leaf, you'll see it.
That's it, all right. There's no sign of life, Charlie.
Not so sure, Jock. Look, isn't that someone standing there in the shadows by the corner? To the left of that coconut palm, by the steps up to the veranda.
You're right. Now, what's the strength for him? Just standing there on his lonesome.
I don't know. But I don't like it. He knows we're here, Jock. Look, he stepped out in the sunlight.
He's not one of our boys.
But he's wearing an American uniform. One of those Filipino constabulary uniforms the Filipino police wore before the Japs took over.
He looks calm enough, too. Standing there with his arms folded as though he's expecting us to come out and report to him. Something here I don't like. I tell you what it is, Charlie. For one thing, it's too quiet. And another thing, isn't that fresh turned earth behind him in the shadows?
You're dead right.
Well, he can cop this.
One down and more to come. Look at them bobbing up rats out of their holes.
They're in that house in those foxholes everywhere. She was an ambush, Charlie. And that fellow dressed like a Filipino was the bait.
We haven't got enough ammo to keep this crowd busy.
No, but we can let the boys know there's something doing. Come on, pump it all into them. Then let's make a dash down the track.
Here come the mortars.
My gun's empty. Come on, let's get out of this. Looks all right. The Japs have withdrawn a bit from the village to reinforce their cobbers up the track. There's Ray with a mortar. Ray! Slap on 1,000 yards and give them some mortar bombs back up there towards that Filipino house. That'll keep them busy for a while, Charlie, till we get out.
Not for long. We'll have to move quickly. Here they come through the trees, Jock.
Where? Get down. We'll give them some fire until the boys can get that mortar away. It's the first one we've had, and we're not going to lose it first time we get into action.
Get away with that mortar, boys! There's a fat Jap con through those vines there!
Another son of heaven with his ticket for home.
They're right onto us here, Jock. Makes it a bright Christmas, doesn't it?
Oh, hell. I'd forgotten it was almost Christmas Eve.
Well, I might forget anything in these circumstances. Hey, here's a Christmas box, Jock. Those Japs can't see us down here behind this grass. Look, see that Jap going up the tree? He's going to do a bit of spotting for his mates. I'll let him get a little higher. Now. Dropped like a sack of rice. And his mates don't know where we are.
They will when they get a mortar down.
Yeah, that's a fact, Jock. But what about we stir them up first, eh? What about we get around on their flank and stir them up a little?
Suits me. But remember, we've got to get back across this clearing and down the gully to join the boys.
Yeah, we move fast, we can do it. What do you say? The boys should be well clear with that precious mortar by now.
Sure. Lead on, Charlie.
They're still firing at that place where we were. And there goes another ape up a coconut tree to see where we are.
Well, this is a good spot here, Charlie. Right on their flank.
That's right. Hold it. That ape up the trees is shouting down to them, telling them we've gone. Look at them, Jock. They're standing up. Now it's our turn. Give it to him, mate.
Down they go. Now we've got to make the dash across, okay?
Sure, let's go. Those bullets come any closer, they'll tickle me.
I don't want to die laughing. Come on, dive for it. Here's the gully.
Diverted the Japanese from the small band of guerrillas, the two Australians quickly overtook the others, still laughing at the trick they'd played on the enemy. That was typical of the type of men who chose to fight the Japanese under overwhelming odds. The cool, quick thinking in action was typical of Lieutenant Charles Arthur Wagner. While a sergeant in the first days of contact with the Japanese in Malaya, he had ambushed a party of senior Japanese officers. In a swift flurry of action, he wiped out the party. Then, while enemy reinforcements raced to the scene, he coolly rifled the pockets and document pouches of the senior officers, thus gaining valuable maps and other military intelligence. For that action, he was immediately awarded the DCM. But the enemy on Mindanao was now determined to pluck these Australian and American thorns from their flank, and they knew one certain way of doing that. Although many of the Filipino guerrilla patients had escaped from the jungle hospital, and the radio operators had been warned by the flare-up of firing, the Japanese had another scheme. They went back to the village which had been used as administrative headquarters by the guerrillas, and also as a storehouse. The Japanese knew that without food, the guerrillas could not continue to fight.
You dirty swine, Jock. See what they've done?
I can see, Charlie. They've tipped our flour out onto the ground and kicked it over the grass.
They reckon they can starve us out.
They've tried before.
But they've got nearly all our supplies this time.
I'm going down to see if I can salvage some.
There's too many sentries there, Jock. They've got them posted every few yards.
True, but it's pretty dark out of the moonlight. We'll have to take a chance. There might be stuff under some of those kampongs.
They're all filled with Japs, Jock.
They won't be expecting us to go searching under their floors. They'll be too busy celebrating their victory with the sake. Come on. There are only four houses down there. We can have a look under them. That's where the food was stored. Might still be some there they haven't destroyed.
All right. I'll come with you.
No, no. One's enough. You stay here and keep me covered. If they get on to me, you can keep them occupied until I get out. But I reckon I can get under there without those apes being any the wiser. Okay?
Right, Jock. Off you go and take it easy. I'll be right here at the edge of the jungle. Good luck, mate.
Another yard closer and there's a peanut for you. You're lucky, Jap. Now, this was the main house. Used to keep some rice under here. You swine, everything's gone. That's right, have a good laugh. You'll be laughing on the other side of your Japanese faces before this show's over. Pity I didn't have some jelly to put under this floor. Charlie, you're there.
Same place, Jock. How'd you go?
San Ferian, sport. No dice. They've taken what they want and scattered everything else out on the ground. Looks like we'll have to get back to the rest of the boys and see if we can link up with some of the Filipino guerrilla boys further around the coast.
Yeah, we'll get some tucker somewhere. What I'm wondering now is where these Japs landed. Maybe we should have a look at their landing point. Never can tell what we might find there.
Well, you're right, Charlie. They would have come by barge across the bay. Maybe it might be worthwhile visiting their barges. Never know what you can find on a big island.
Especially around Christmas. What about we beat it now, eh? And pick up the rest of the lads and see if we can find where Nippon made his landings. Ah, Jock. There's a sight to gladden your eyes. What a picture. Clear, bright moonlight. Lovely, clear, sandy beach. And a nice little clutch of Japanese busily unloading barges.
Aye, there's a lovely sight, lads. Rain, 70 yards. No wind. Visibility clear. It's a pity to take the money. But, wait. Why not let them finish their unloading before we give them a Christmas present? I like to watch the Japs getting a sweat up.
It's very tempting, Chuck. But this moon's not going to last all night, and we'll have to get away from the area before the other Japs can get down to give these blokes a hand.
Aye, you're right, Charlie. We'd better get it over and done with, eh?
Sure. Everyone set?
Aye, yeah, we're right.
Okay. Give it to them, lads.
Ashamed to take the money. They never knew what struck them.
Some of them will be lying, dogger.
I'm going down to see. Might be some tucker there, too.
No, Jock, listen. Let's get out of here. Must have been a party of Japs coming down to the barges.
Nice place for an ambush.
Yeah, we've had our fun, Jock. Let's get back and see if we can link up with the Filipino guerrillas down the coast. I could do with a feed and a sleep.
Yeah, that's talking. Come on before these other nips wake up to where we are.
There's what we've been looking for, Jock. Home sweet home.
I don't know about home sweet home, but at least we should be able to get a sleep there and some tucker. How does it look to you? All quiet?
Yeah, she's all quiet. The Japs wouldn't have reached here by this time. Anyway, we don't know that they suspect this village is a guerrilla hideout, too.
Ah, they suspect everything. Well, come on. May as well walk on the road now. We're amongst friends. Home sweet home, eh? I hope they've got some rice cooking.
Yeah, I tell you.
Lieutenant Wagner here, sentry. All quiet?
All quiet, Lieutenant.
Well, it's not so quiet back along the coast. Japs made a landing there night before last. Took us by surprise. You keep good watch here, eh?
Sure. Good watch, Lieutenant.
You know what the Filipinos' idea of good watch is, Charlie? It's a cross between Rip Van Winkle's doze and Lady Macbeth's sleepwalking act.
Oh, you're all right, Jock. They don't want to lose their heads either. They don't like the taste of a Jap sword any more than us. I was just about had it. Anyway, the sentry's given the alarm. Gorillas are turning out.
Aye. The great ones had hanging bits of leaves and stuff on them.
Yeah, that'd be Jake. They're taking up ambush positions. Come in here.
Oh, good old. A Filipino cafe.
I'll leave my eating till morning. This place will do to sleep in. We can keep an eye on the road through these Atap walls.
Aye, and there's a window handy there if we have to get out in a hurry.
Yeah, except it's right over the river.
I can swim, if the Japs are on me hammer. Well, come on. Let's get the heads down. We can eat tomorrow.
Sure. I've never had a sweeter bed. Jock, I'm tired.
We all are, lad. Bone tired.
When do you reckon we'll get on a sub to take us back to Australia?
I'm not thinking of Australia, Charlie. There's plenty more fighting to be done.
You know, Jock, you know when you were talking there on the beach and said you had a feeling?
Aye. Sometimes I get a feeling, a sort of sixth sense that something's going to happen.
That's what I've got now, Jock. I've got the feeling I've had my last stash.
You're tired, lad. Go to sleep. There's plenty more fighting to be done yet.
Yeah. Not by me, Jock. Sleep tight, Jock. Sweet dreams.
Charlie. Charlie Wagner, wake up and keep quiet.
Once in a minute.
You're probably awake now.
Take your hand over.
Choking me.
What is it?
Japanese. They're outside, all through the village.
The sentries?
Gone.
What's the time?
About midnight, I guess. The Japs must have been right after us. Listen to them. They don't know we're here.
Oh, let's toss a grenade among them.
No, too many. I say let's shoot through.
Yeah.
They're outside the cafe now. The whole lot of us will have to go through one window.
And into the river. It's a couple hundred yards wide, Jock. They're going to be onto us before we get far.
Not if we go out quiet enough and quickly enough. Now, come on. Who's first?
Oh, I'm easy.
Well, somebody get moving. Those Japs are going to walk in here any tick of the clock. Now, go on. Keep the splashing down.
It'll be hard to do with these arms and hammer.
If the Japs wake up to us, we'll have to stay and fight it out.
I told you I had a premonition. I've had my last dash, Jock.
You're next out of that window, Charlie. Now, get back. A lot. So far, so good.
And for me.
Are you making out, Charlie?
Come, Jake. Looks like we're going to get away with it. Just as long as the moon's gone. See, they're lighting fires, but we'll be too far out in the stream from them to see us now. They didn't wake up to us being there, Jock.
That's the luckiest break we've ever had.
And an unlucky one for them. As soon as it's daylight, we can come down from this other side and give them a bit of hurry up.
Post of the boys is there.
Yeah. Just about time, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not much of a swimmer with a Tommy gun and grenade strapped on my back.
We made it.
Yeah. Still with only about an hour's sleep. I'm going to dust right here, Jock. I'll take a chance on the rheumatics.
Aye, this is far enough away from the Japs for me, too. We've got a river between them and us now. Maybe we can get some sleep. Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Jock. Next time the Japs come, don't bother waking me. I need this sleep too badly. Jock. Jock, wake up.
Oh, I'm still wet. Where's the time, Charlie?
Just after dawn. Look, there's the village. No one about there. Quiet as a graveyard. Let's have a closer look up along the bank before the Japs start stirring.
Let's dry off in the sun first, Charlie.
No, let's get along the bank and see what the Japs are up to.
Maybe they're getting their Christmas cake together. Tomorrow will be Christmas Eve, you know, Charlie. Christmas, 1943.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Let's have a look-see. No sign of life there at all, Charlie. All quiet on the Mindanao front.
Charlie!
Charlie!
was a hit-and-run war behind the enemy lines, where Australians continued the fight against the Japanese. Death was ever present, and many Australians fell on those fields far from home. They buried Lieutenant Wagner of Sydney on the hill slope above that river in Mindanao, and the guerrillas named that area Fort Wagner in his memory. And then his companions pushed on, still behind the lines, to continue the fight.
War Correspondent, recorded by Robert Peach Productions, is presented for your entertainment by the Australian Army's Directorate of Public Relations.